Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
I'm Bill Knight. I should be very quiet because I just heard the voice.
What voice is that?
Recording in progress.
Oh, you heard that, huh? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you, be quiet. We don't want to interrupt the recording, do we?
The people don't hear that, Bill. The people don't hear that. They don't hear that.
I hear a lot of things that people don't hear.
I'm sure you do. Anyway.
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, the ghost of past come along and say, this Biden's an idiot. You know that, right? He's talked to us. He's an idiot.
I'm surprised we haven't started a new dance based upon his walk.
You know, you like the curly shuffle, the Biden scuffle?
Exactly. Remember the curly shuffle?
Hey, Mom.
So, hey, Joe.
Oh, boy. It's one of those days. Lots to talk about.
It's not even Friday yet. I mean, it's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. We have more of these to come. First of all, on a serious note, if you've gone into Baltimore, one of the most important bridges to that city is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I think I've been on it. I've been to Baltimore. It's a big bridge. I believe it's part of the Beltway system in Baltimore. And last night, I don't know whether he aimed or what, but some guy in a ship from where was he from, Bill? He was from where?
Singapore. I believe that's, it's from China.
So this is a new version of the Singapore Sling. Because he slung that ship right into the main support structure and brought down in less than 30 seconds.
The whole damn bridge.
It's on video. You can see it.
There's numerous things. It happened in the wee hours of the night.
Yeah.
You know, you think somebody's driving to work. You know, they just got up. They had
maybe they've done the third shift.
And then all of a sudden, you hear the crunch, and then you feel the bridge give up. You can't drive to, catch up with the you're falling into the ocean and the drink. Your windows are up.
Yeah.
You know, and then your electrical system shorts out. So you can't roll down the windows.
Right. It's dark.
It's dark, which you want the windows open because when you're taking on water, you want to fill up with water so you can catch your breath before it happens. Hope you can hold it for a couple, 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then go up to the top. You know, but no. And then plus, if you did, there would be debris that's over you that would be coming down on top of you.
So you would
probably just be knocked out, pinned underwater, and succumb to, anybody on that bridge, there's probably no survivors.
People don't remember this, but if you live in Connecticut, down in Greenwich, Coscob area, on the Connecticut Turnpike, there's a bridge and... it's traveled. I bet you 1 million people go over this thing a week, maybe more, maybe much more. I don't know. I mean, it's always filled with cars. One of the sections of that bridge about 25 or 30 years ago just fell into the water with people on it. Mm. And there was no warning. It just gave and went. You know, there are people who live in Connecticut who live in Norwalk and Stamford and places like that. They don't even know about that bridge accident, but it did happen. You got to be we take stuff for granted. We think, well, it's modern engineering. Everything's fine.
No, they inspect these bridges, and we are, they talk about Pittsburgh being the bridge city, all the bridges there.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Duquesne Bridge and stuff like that. Could you imagine that going down?
Fort Pitt Bridge
and all of that. Heck, being in one of the tunnels, they're tubes.
Yeah.
And, having a collapse or cave in there, Pennsylvania's famous for a lot of those highway tunnels going through mountains. And, I think about that. Even the mystery of the Mothman.
That's down in West Virginia, not far from Pittsburgh, Bill.
No, not far from, and I think I'm pretty sure I know the mystery of the Mothman.
Yeah.
And the floret, I guess the bright red eyes. I used to live down there, but there was an old military dump that had toxic stuff. And these certain type of birds that are big, that might look human-esque.
Yes.
Actually are, they're where they dump
if
the
toxic. If there is a Mothman, right, I have one suggestion for the people down in that town. Raid. I mean, if it's a moth, just spray it and forget it, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, that bridge came down. It kind of like foretold it for them. I don't know. But either way, you have all these bridges. You know, where's Pete? Now, this is going to be interesting to hear what Pete Buttigieg says about it. It's going to be a call for more money that won't go for the safety of our roadways and bridges and infrastructure. But the real question is, you know, you see the video, and it's like that ship was going along just fine, going, nah, I'm not going to stay in the channel. I'm going to go veer to my right and just go ahead and take out that main support pillar, you know, and the ship's fine.
Bill, it says there are no official reports of casualties as of about 5 o'clock this morning. There are unconfirmed reports that there are several cars in the water. That's to be expected. I mean, it's a busy bridge. As of just before 5 a.m., rescue crews have not pulled anyone out of the water. However, the crew on the ship is reported to be safe and all accounted for. But, you know, as of 5 a.m., they haven't pulled anybody out of the water, probably because they haven't got the crews in place, you know, the rescue crews together. I mean, it there must be, you said it a couple of seconds ago. If you saw the bridge collapse, it is a tangled web of steel girders and debris. It's not like it's going to be easy to get to these people.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of that. So when the bottom falls out, you go down. But all that structure on top of you, it's coming down too, and you're in the way of it hitting the bottom of the ocean. God. So it's just going to take you down with it. You know, there are going to be people that they won't recover, everyone, and there's no way of knowing how many cars indeed were on there. Let's say that there were 50 cars and they recover, well, you know, 30. Then there's 20.
This is going to be sad. There are going to be people lost. These things very rarely have no
Some
victims.
Little kid somewhere is not going to see the Easter Bunny because Mama won't be able to pick up the Easter Bunny. And, I mean, that's sad. I'm not saying that as a joke.
No.
You know, I mean, things like that are terrible. Accidents happen.
Isn't it awful, Bill? You're right. These tragedies are bad enough in normal times. When they happen around holidays, they just magnify the
Now,
sadness.
Let's go to the dark side just for a minute, okay? You mind going to the dark side?
Oh,
all right.
Please.
Yeah, because you're saying, boy, that would be terrible if this were a distraction. But let's just say for a minute, maybe it is, because now we're going to be focused on that bridge all day in the news and everything going on. Now, a few weeks ago, they talked about, China is getting ready to go to war with Taiwan, but it'll be a couple of years. But they may have ramped up that schedule, all right? And the fact that they have aircraft now flying patrols to Taiwan, over Taiwan. They got ships surrounding it. They got helicopters out there. As if war is imminent.
And do you know
they're
where
going
else
to invade?
Do you know where else there's an issue going on?
Where's that?
Between China and the Philippines.
Right. So let's just say China's getting ready to say, you know what? Let's rock this, baby, because they think we're going to be 2 years from now. Let's do it now. Let's get the United States to focus somewhere else. We got a ship that's going in Baltimore. Okay, take out the bridge because, you know, they're bleeding hearts, and we should be concerned about that bridge and all the lost souls. Don't get me wrong.
And the other thing is this. If you want to have a problem in this country, and you want to have a serious problem in this country, you take out the bridges going into a major city like Baltimore, and then you have a black swan event in that city. You know, you just kind of make a bottleneck so that it's not easy for people to get to or get from the city.
There are other bridges in other major cities. I mean, imagine the bridge, I don't know, commerce-wise, but people-wise, there's the long bridge down in Florida.
Or in New York, the Trog's Neck Bridge in New York.
The Trog's Neck Bridge. Imagine, there's ports everywhere. Yeah, you've got ports up in Massachusetts there, New York, obviously down in Baltimore. Let's go out west. You know, you've got
Can you imagine the George Washington Bridge in New York City? That goes from New Jersey into New York. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the busiest bridge in the city. Can you imagine if they ever did anything to that, to the GW Bridge?
Remember the scare when just a few months ago with from Canada into the United States, the car that hit the medium going in?
Blew
up, and they thought it was a bomb, and they did everything, and they were on the alert. But at some point in time, things become numbing. But If hey, you Bill, see another bridge catastrophe, something's going on.
But you realize how vulnerable we are when you see how quickly that whole bridge went down. I mean, again, if you go online and you do a search for Francis Scott Key Bridge Baltimore collapse, you will see the video, and it literally comes down in under 30 seconds. You can see the ship hit the bridge, and 30 seconds later, it's all in the water.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
All right. Now, he was a pretty smart guy. He went to school. I think he studied engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was a plot to where he sat there and said, I can take down, the towers. And I can do it with a couple of jets because they're going to hit in a couple of key places. They trained their pilots. They thought they were doing it for Allah, and they'd get their 14 hookers, virgins. Virgin hookers. I can't.
Yeah.
That doesn't ring a bell. But either way, they thought they were doing it for their rewards.
Kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
Virgin hookers.
And they hit that building, and then where it blew up, it just crumbled the whole building straight down. Any structure can be taken down. Ask any demolitionist. It's easy to do.
But, the thing that got me about that whole thing, and I'm just saying this because I haven't got an answer. I don't know what's going on, but I think Building 7, which gets very little conversation, Building 7, which was across the street from the Twin Towers, it went down like later in the afternoon, and it wasn't hit by anything directly. It was like, why the heck did that go down? You know, I'm just saying, no one talks about that building, but it did. And I don't know.
Sometimes if there's players, abroad, there might be players on the ground. I mean, Osama. But let's just say whoever engineered all of this stuff, they got away with a lot of their plan, but you don't think that they have a continued plan? And now you've got ISIS in this country that is here, and they should be at full capacity by the end of the year. And I don't say that, cheerfully. I'm saying shouldn't have them here at all. And under the Biden watch and under the Biden administration, we've allowed all this riffraff in and everything to happen to where we are desperately vulnerable. And we have so much, like Trump, his wealth is in his assets. Well, our country, we have wealth in our people. That's the one thing. And they're doing a good job of diluting the minds of the people. But we have the wealth in our assets.
We have that bridge going down. It'll be very interesting to watch if anything else happens throughout the day today. That by itself, we look at and say, well, it's a tragedy, but it's a one of. But if you'll remember on 9/11, when the first tower got hit, that was supposedly the story for a few minutes. Like, it's been hit. Was it a sick pilot? Was it somebody who fell asleep in the cockpit? Did they have technical problems? For the first few minutes, we all thought that was the story. That's it. One plane hits one tower. That's it. It wasn't until the second plane hit minutes later that we realized that we were under attack. And now this ship, if you look at the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, it's not like it had this small opening that it had to sneak through, This was a big bridge with a large opening, and you had to either fall asleep at the wheel, which maybe happened, or
there should be somebody up there with him. You don't leave a guy on the deck.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There should have been a someone in the bridge other than the helmsman. And they probably had a pilot, a harbor master pilot, helping the ship get into the port. So
you don't think that they don't have automatic guidance with beacons and whatnot and alarms that tell you when something goes
but
wrong?
Most ships, when they come into a harbor, Bill, they literally will send out the harbor master will send out a pilot. It's essentially a guy who is sent out on a tug to the ship who knows the harbor. Who knows the harbor and brings the ship in for the crew. And you would have thought that would have happened in this situation, but who knows? This is a strange case. It's almost like the guy had to aim for the support. It's that big an opening. The odds of it hitting that opening are slim and remote. Maybe he had engine problems. Maybe they had steering problems. You know, I don't know.
You know what? If you got an engine problem, one of the rudders is not working, you cut the engine, you drop the anchor quickly.
And you don't go into the harbor.
They could have done it. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, you could have done it. So there's something amiss here. There's something very nefarious about it. But then again, that's just Bill Knight saying that. So.
And how long do you think it'll take to repair that bridge, Bill? If they can't repair it,
years,
to replace
I think it'll
it.
Take, well, probably years, because it's going to be cleanups, probably going to be months,
yeah.
Months and months. Today, they're scurrying around to get to what they can, but they're going to have to bring in, they're going to have to bring in barges. They're going to have to bring in cranes. They're going to have to bring in divers, which they will arrive today. There's going to be people that will come in. Buttigieg will come in and look at it and go, this is Trump's fault. And then he'll get on a plane and leave. He's useless.
In the meantime, Bill, in the meantime, in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
This to me is a distraction story, okay? Activists in Boston.
Go ahead.
Activists in Boston are asking for, are you listening to this? $15 billion in reparations for slavery from the city and from white churches. Listen to this.
We call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square. They're here to ask the religious community to atone for black Boston suffering and support black reparations.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's black community.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of the education achievement gap between blacks and whites.
In 2022, the Boston City Council and Mayor Michelle Wu offered an official apology for the city's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. She also launched two task force research teams to study Boston's role in slavery and its long impact on descendants.
So we still suffer from the trauma of those instances, and even today, dealing with racism.
On Saturday, this group called on the white church in Boston to support the black community for its association in slavery.
Today, we call upon this city, its financiers, and its white churches to stop the shirking, stop the lying, tell the truth, and pay what is owed.
Organizers say the next step is to engage in conversation with white church leadership directly.
That last guy talking was a white pastor, who the guy who said stop the shirking. And I'm sorry. I think this is a distraction. I don't think the chances of them getting $15 billion. Now, they're still working on it in places like San Francisco. But Boston, right? I'd like to meet one person in Boston who was alive during the slavery movement, black or white, okay?
If we're going to talk about, retributions, then I think that if we're going to do that, then there needs to be, let's say that you had a descendant that was convicted of a heinous crime, and they got 400 years to life. Obviously, they didn't live out their sentence. I think it's up to you to finish it.
Well, that's an interesting point. Yeah, if you had a serial
killer.
And that goes
for white and black alike.
Yeah.
So in other words, you want to do retributions, let's take crimes and let's throw it back into from your ancestors. Let's bring it forward. Let's do retribution. We're going to be fair.
Reparations.
Reparations.
If what my cohort here is saying is ever happens, it means if you had a grandfather who was a serial killer and got two life sentences, right? But he only lived for one of those life sentences. Well, you know, he's your grandfather. You may never have met him, but hey, you got to pay his bill.
It's your legacy.
That's exactly right.
Your legacy is you came from a criminal. You need to help pay that.
Even if you're a fine, upstanding person. Even if you're a good person. You know?
Can't make good what he did.
Now, the other thing is this. I was thinking this reparations thing is kind of a neat thing. I come from an Irish background, and when my ancestors came to this country back in the mid to late 19th century and the very, very early 20th century, like 1900, there used to be windows that had signs in them that said, no Irish need apply, okay? They were discriminated against, hard to get a job. They were relegated to things like domestic work and things like that just to feed the family. So I'm thinking that maybe there might be a check around for me. What do you think, Bill?
Either that or a sack of potatoes, and they'll tell you where to go and plant them.
Now, that's not very nice.
Well, I mean, we're making this racist here, so there
I have
you go.
To say I am Irish, and I do like potatoes, so there might be something to it after all. Who knows? But, you know, I want to tell you about Massachusetts. These fatheads in Massachusetts, do you want to hear? Now, they're actually talking about giving the reparations to the descendants of the black community. By the way, If you're black and moved to Boston, that's all you need. Even if you moved to Boston like next week, as long as you're black and you're living in Boston, you don't have to have, by the way, descendants. You don't have to prove that you're a descendant of slavery. You know, you can just say I'm black. Look at my skin. That's it, and you'll get a check. That's how this thing. That's what they want. But and you know who's backing this? This whole thing, Bill, you'll never guess who's backing this.
I have a list of names, but let's go ahead. Cut the chase.
It's George Soros.
Of course.
Hey, listen, you know, if you are an illegal and if you are in Massachusetts, let me talk to you about what you're going to get. The freebies you're going to get. Do you want to join me on this? Have you got the list in front of you?
No, I don't. I'm actually looking something up while we're talking.
You get free hotel rooms at $150+ a day, three meals a day at $64 per person per diem. You get free on-site medical and dental services, including condoms. I'm serious. It's written here, including condoms. I don't know. I guess this.
We don't want you to reproduce.
You can't watch TV all day. You know. You get special diets if you are Muslim. On Ramadan, special foods, free same-day dry cleaning with free pickup and free delivery. So if you are an illegal, you're living in a hotel, your clothes need to be pressed or whatever, just call the old laundry. They'll come get it and do it and bring it back to you. Free housekeeping twice a week, free cell phones, chargers and charging ports too, free tablets and iPads. Free clothing, new and used. Everyone gets free winter gloves and coats and shoes. I mean, the free toiletries, toothpaste, deodorant, special ethnic shampoos, skin cream, aspirin, toothbrushes, feminine products. Why would you go to work if you come to this country? You just live on the old government dole, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, there's another thing going on in Mass. It just happened in, Worcester.
Worcester. Like a native.
Worcester,
Massachusetts, yes.
Yeah, well, they got a law in the book now, you know, because, you know, Biden's new tax plan makes it even tough on the investors in property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that town did something kind of strange with law.
What's that?
If you're a property owner and you're a landlord, they've assessed now that you have to pay a fee at the end of every year. It's a large fee to be a landlord. You know, the landlord.
Wait a second. If I own a building, I'm already paying property taxes on that property, right? I have to pay another tax in Worcester now?
Yeah, to the city for the privilege of, and you now have to succumb to inspections quarterly.
So wait,
now, you know,
I have a building and I'm a landlord. Mm-hmm. Now every 3 months I got a inspector from the city coming by to what, examine my property and see whether it's
like
up to spec?
Section, like your Section 8, but you're probably you're adhering to more often and more stringent inspections. And you know it's taking seed there. They've already passed it. It's done. So it's going to spread like cancer throughout that state.
Yeah.
And then it's going to filter over into Maine and down in New Hampshire and Rhode Island and Connecticut.
You know, I have family in Massachusetts. I have good friends. I have a good friend who listens to this program every day. Hey, Jeff. I just want to say hello to Jeff, Bill.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff listens every day. He lives on Cape Cod. And a good guy, and I'm sure right now he's grimacing over the idea that all that state money is going out to these illegals. I mean,
well, they're passing all kind. Well, look, you know, you've got, you know, what they're doing now with, you know, that forgiveness and paying, you know, we're paying for the sins of our forefathers and
reparations.
Reparations. But you know, you've got people that are going to be getting reparations that came from people that were a part of the problem because slavery did not know any racial bounds.
Oh,
do
absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying?
You know where it started, Bill? It started in Africa with the black slave.
Yeah, so we're paying
barons
for their bad to begin with. They're, you know, that's why I'm saying, okay, you know, if we're going to do that, then let's just go ahead and take, you know,
yes,
if we're going to talk about past sins, let's talk about your ancestors and anybody that had a crime that the debt wasn't fully paid for, you know?
Well, the other thing is this, though, Bill. The left will hear us talking like this, and they will call us racist.
No, you know what they'll do? They'll say, well, he's got a good point. So you know what we need to do? We need to go back and give forgiveness, you know, racial forgiveness, because they were brought to do this by the empowered white man. In other words, they will get a blanket forgiveness, you know, if they ever thought it was something.
You're talking about the African slave masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll forgive them.
But, you know, there's a lot of bad people involved with that whole process. But
where does it end?
Hey, does anybody get any credit for the soldiers who died to save the country and to
that was their mistake to fight for this country
and eliminate slavery from our country. I mean, there were 650,000 people who died in the Civil War. Many, many of them were Northern soldiers, and you know, they paid the dues.
Well, you know, we're talking about reparations, and let's talk about the Native American Indian. Oh, yeah, if we're going to do that,
yeah,
you know, they deserve money. Internment camps, prisoners of war,
Japanese.
I mean,
they actually got something though. They already got, believe it or not, they did get reparations. I think it was from Johnson or Nixon. They did get something.
Talked about now. They ought to go back and say, "Hey, wait a minute, this is not right."
Yeah, that's right.
This was
only a fraction of what we really deserve. We deserve more. And by the way, that was an injustice. Talk about an injustice. And you know, the administration who had that in the internment camps was it was a Democrat. It was Roosevelt.
What was the party that was responsible for slavery?
Oh, call me crazy, but I think it were Democrats. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think you are crazy, but I think you're crazily right there. So, you know, let's just get off the high horse and let's be honest here. And we're not being honest. No, what the Democrats are doing, and Republicans do it too, but they're taking an issue. You know, this is all... They want to divide us. They want to. There's a bigger agenda here. And you're going down the rabbit hole. No, you know.
No.
Think about it now.
Oh,
by the way,
you know, with that press conference yesterday, asking for $15 billion, the talk of free money. I think Al Sharpton has already warmed up his limousine and is heading to Boston. I think he's going to be going.
It's an electric limousine, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, Al's into electric cars. Yeah.
It's a gas-guzzling, choking, smoking automobile.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, That's right. Oh, by the way, you probably heard this. Another big story yesterday. President Trump, you know, they wanted 454, and then I've heard 464. The figure, it fluctuates, but what's a few billion amongst friends, right? They wanted a chunk of his money yesterday, $454 billion dollars.
All paid up.
Was it? No, million dollars. I get the B's
million,
and the M's.
Million,
yeah.
Million.
Sorry, $454 million. But the appeals court, the appellate court said, nah, that's too much. You only have to come up with $175 million. And, you know, people are going, only 100. I'm thinking to myself, that's still like many lifetimes worth of income.
Well,
for your, you know, $175 million, that's not a problem. And Trump, by the way, has said he has that, you know.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on there. But, you know, this bond is the judgment that the judge handed down, which, okay, no loss, no crime, no victims. It's
yeah.
a bogus lawsuit. And the reason that they jacked that up so high, the judgment was way higher than the alleged crime, and there is no crime. So how do you get a judgment? I don't know. But when they did that bail, the reason for that bail or that bond is to mean that by putting it out there that this person will not be able to go back and challenge the judge's decision. So Engoron's not happy, and Letitia's going, well, don't worry, you know, your day is still... In other words, they're planning to try to throw more
yeah.
into it and redo it. But the point is, he's free on it. And the thing that, you know, the LAOCs and them, they're going, oh, he's got bigger fish. You know,
they also
by the
came
way,
down
Trump
with
out.
They also came down with, I guess he's going to have Stormy Daniels case.
Yeah, let's get into that.
In April. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, if you don't see what's going on here, I mean, you know, you're talking about lawfare.
Yeah.
You're talking about prosecutorial misconduct here. I can't even say my words.
No, but
today.
I got
I'm
it. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, but they're asking for all of that because they're saying, well, you didn't ask for all this stuff that we had. Well, all you did. Well, why aren't you asking now? Wait a minute. That's not how this works. You know, and that is a judge distraction there. And the reason they're doing it, it's all about timing. And every stinking damn case comes from the left and a left judge. Stormy Daniels has been ruled on time after time, and now she's making the talk circuit. She was a tramp. She was every
yeah.
derogatory word that you can come up with. And now all of a sudden, oh, she's a good girl. It's just guys like Trump that made her bad. And then, you know, even Amorosa came out and said, you know, he's got this thing for bad girls. And I'm sitting there going, okay, let's just be honest. The guy is a germaphobe, and that is a
yeah.
germ bucket.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
You know,
so.
After the reduction in the penalty, he came out and had a press conference. Listen.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics.
Mr. President, you mentioned the cash you had. You said on Friday something like $500 million. You intended
yeah.
to put some of that into the campaign. Now that the bond's been reduced, are you going to start putting money into your campaign?
Yeah.
You haven't done that since
yeah.
2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, I mean, frankly. But I might do that. I have the option.
You got to love Trump. First of all, it's none of your business. He went on, listen.
I built a great company, but I don't want to have a crooked judge named Engoron and a crooked, horrible, I would say without question, attorney general in the country, the most obnoxious and the worst attorney general in the whole country. And she did it for political reasons. Go back and take a look at her ads. We will stop Trump. Well, she knows nothing about me. I never heard of her. She was advertising, and she took ads in saying, we will stop Trump. We will stop him. Stop him. Vicious. I said, boy, that's a bad one. Then I looked, she got elected. But then she tried to do it with the governor, and it didn't work. She went after the current governor, who's much more talented than she is. She went after the current governor. She was very nasty. And she polled at about 3%. She polled at nothing. And after 6 weeks or 7 weeks, she pulled out of the race. She ran for governor, you know, on what she was doing to me. She thought that would work. It didn't work.
You know, she is, Letitia, I don't think she was really happy with what happened yesterday. I think she wanted to have, she was salivating at the idea of putting padlocks on like 40 Wall Street or the Trump Tower or someplace, or maybe his golf courses.
Pay attention to how they value things. They were saying the Trump Tower was not worth, you know, the bond. And, you know, it was bought for $880 million back in 88. It's been refurbished. And even if it hadn't been, let's say it wasn't touched, the property and the building itself would have increased in value. Now they say it's around a $1.9 billion stake, and I would say that's low. Look at Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't that long ago when they were trying, the Dems were trying to say, he doesn't have any money. He's not, he doesn't, he's lying, he's a poser.
Well, the
Mar-a-Lago's only worth.
Yeah, $18 million.
And now all of a sudden CNN yesterday, well, you know, Mar-a-Lago, $250 million, which is still low.
I know.
You know, and I'm sitting there going, okay, these guys are pulling things out of their rectorial canvas, you know, as they say. And they're coming up with stuff. Here's real news. Now, of course, they are saying that it's a shell company. You go ahead and look it up. I'm not going to try to explain all this to you. But the point is that Truth Social, because, you know, it's got a scant audience and it only has scant clients. It's worth nothing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, his, Trump's value just yesterday went up $4.6 billion.
Yeah, I know. It's driving the left bananas. And now
they're going, well, there's something weird going on there. We have to investigate that. Let's investigate Biden first.
Hey, but they haven't, nothing in it for them to investigate Biden.
Well, because
Biden's on their side. Biden is on their side.
Trust me, they're gonna throw everything they can.
Now, you know that Liz Cheney, she was like the head of the January 6th committee.
She was
a rhino. If you looked for the definition in the dictionary, you'd see her face, you know. Anyway, Liz Cheney, I want you to hear what she said. I believe she was down at a conference in New Orleans. Listen to this. This is Liz Cheney, Republican.
I believe that we're in a situation where the future of the democracy depends upon making sure the Republicans are not in the majority in the House and in the Senate in 2025. And I say that as somebody who has significant disagreements with policies of many of my Democratic colleagues. But I think that we can survive bad policy. We can't survive leaders who are going to torch the Constitution.
Torching the Constitution?
She's despicable, okay? She truly is. But there's a reason for this. I think she's actually afraid. That was, by the way, at the New Orleans Book Festival at Tulane University. But I think she's nervous, and I'll tell you why. I think that she realizes that if Trump gets into office, they are probably going to do a deep dive into the original January 6th committee. There's a lot of evidence, for example, that has gone missing already. They can't find it. They've already been looking for it, and the people who are in the Congress right now have subpoenaed some of this stuff, and it isn't there. It's gone. It was destroyed. And there's a lot of people who say that Liz Cheney was really the power behind that whole hearing, even though she wasn't the chairman of that hearing. And she is probably a little nervous that maybe they may find something, and she can be in deep trouble. So
you got to wonder, why was she the power behind the hearings?
I think she is
a deep stater.
I think that there is, I know this sounds crazy to a lot of people, I think there is a deep state. I think there is an element in our society. I was thinking about this last night. When I was a kid, I was a kid once. It was a long time ago.
I mean, I know I was. Yes, but that wasn't that long ago.
When I was a kid, seriously, evil masqueraded itself. Evil wasn't quite so obvious. It hid in the shadows. It was subtle about everything. To find evil, you had to bump into or to kind of search for it. Because in the open, you saw great politicians and great leaders, and you knew nothing about them, but you just were told they were great, and you believed it. You believed that they could do nothing wrong. We trusted. There was trust in this world, and there was also a belief, a solid faith that was part of our whole society. We were a Judeo-Christian society, and there was no question about it. Now, in the environment we live in now, evil is it doesn't hide anymore. It's apparent. It can be seen at a glance. You can see the bad politicians. You can see the bad things that they've done. You know, we've often said in this show, I can't believe we're talking about transgenders or dirty books in the library for little kids. I mean, all these things that have gone up, that's the apparent evil that is easy to find that I'm talking about right now. There's no more searching for it. It's out in the open. It's there for you to see.
You got to be scared when evil decides not to hide its face anymore.
Well, I am scared, Bill. I mean, in all honesty, I think it's. I think we live in. Look what evil is doing to our world. We have a guy. I see Biden. People say, "Oh, he's an old guy and he's got dementia." I actually think there's more to him. I think he's an evil old guy, and he's not as demented as you might think. I think he knows what he's doing. I mean, you can't look at that border. You can't see all the crime and evil that's coming across that border.
Can America be fixed? Can America be fixed, Bill, right now, today, if Biden's out of there?
If Biden all of a sudden woke up and said, close the border, close the border. Three words, close the border.
There's too many people here that already are, you know, it's done.
Yeah, but he's not going to say that because he's not a good man. I'm sorry. Well, what he's doing right now to this country with the drugs, with the people who are dying from fentanyl, you're reading about every day about some citizen who's being murdered by an illegal who has committed some crime. So, you know, we don't know who these people are. You hear Massachusetts. A few weeks ago, we were talking about how they wanted to, if you had an empty room in your house, welcome an illegal into your house.
Well, why do they want illegals to have homes a sudden?
But, Bill, think about this, though. If you have an illegal in your house, you don't know whether this guy's a criminal. You don't know whether he's a murderer. You know nothing about these people.
Well, you know, calling them illegal, they shouldn't be here. But if we take away the word illegal,
and they want to do that,
undocumented, and when they're undocumented, they're one step closer to getting amnesty, being a citizen. The only thing that they're lacking, I mean, they got money coming in because the government's giving it to them. They got everything they need. They're getting free licenses without testing. They're getting automobiles, everything that they want. The only thing that they lack is a physical address. Oh, wait, they're trying to give them that to them there. And if you don't open the doors, tell you what's going on around here, because you have the immigrants. There are places that are apartments that have buildings that were owned by certain landlords. Somebody came through this area. This is, you know, a forgotten historic old town that, you know, is seeing some rebirth that I live in. And all of a sudden, you know, you've got these guys that are coming in. They're paying money that's astronomical that the property was nowhere appraised for or worth. Cash on. Oh, will you sell it? Well, I don't know about that. Well, you know, you say it's worth $400. I'll give you $800,000 for it right now, cash.
Wow.
Today, end of day. I've seen three buildings go like that. You know, and when I'm taking my little walk, you know, I heard, you know, music that wasn't hip hop, it wasn't rock, it wasn't country. It was another music,
Latin music. Yeah.
And I walked by, and there was a guy, and he's looking at the building and doing everything, and they're ripping things out. And I said, hey, how's it going? So I said, I didn't know this building was for sale. I did know that they told everyone to get out a month ago so that it all went down. And no, I don't speak English. Turned out he was, you know, undocumented citizen that's there doing the labor to fix up the place.
And they got rid of they got rid of citizens. They got rid of people who were living in that building.
And so the gist of the whole thing is that they're building that. They already got occupants for them that are here. They just some of them have just gotten here. The occupants that are waiting, but they're going to be giving them, and I think they're in a hurry. If you look around where you are, there's probably a lot of investment money like that that's going out there, and they're going to give these people their homes.
Hey, I we read a story a couple of months ago about a retirement home in New York that, I mean, there were veterans, like senior citizens who were living in that retirement home in their 80s, some in their early 90s, and they were told, you have to leave because the building is being repurposed for illegals.
So what happens if we have a Democratic Senate, a Democratic House, and Biden gets another term? Do the Republicans recover, or are they gone?
I was another thing we have to be concerned with is free speech. I was looking online this morning. 60 Minutes did a report with some lady who was against free speech. Against free speech. Her name was Starbird or something like that, or Starbuck, or
Ladybird,
Yeah, some interesting name, but. She was against the unfettered free speech that we all believe we have constitutionally in this country, and she thinks that it's wrong. She wants to limit the free speech on places like X, formerly known as Twitter, and we already see it being limited on Facebook and other places. I think TikTok is limiting some stuff. And I mean, go ahead, Bill.
There's rogue people that still work for the X. Now, Elon's done a great job cleaning it up. But as a matter of fact, the libs have gone over and said, no, we're still going to be on the X. We're gonna spew our sickness everywhere. Now, there's a senator, I'll keep him on name for right now, but he's a Democrat. And all his posts are in the X are just negative, 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 negative. Did I say negative? Negative memes about Trump.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I said, well, it's very obvious to see, you know, what you're preoccupied with, so much so, you know, pretty much I understand that you're an a-hole, you know? When I hit send...
You gotta learn to speak your mind, Bill. You got to learn to not hide your feelings. You really have to...
But I'm sitting there going, have you seen worse than that posted?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay, within a second, it didn't even send to him.
Really?
No, well, no.
That says to me it's in the algorithm. That says to me
it's
part
in the
of this,
algorithm. Yeah. I got banned, and I was going, I got banned from X for that.
Yeah,
you know, all we do is post the podcast. Then all of a sudden, you know, it came back that I had to verify who I was and this and that. But, you know, all of a sudden, always lost. And I said, I'm not even going to do that again. You know, but the point is, you know, the left, it's free speech for them and not for. Not for us.
X was great. Twitter was great when they were choking the free speech out of the conservative movement. I mean, they were doing it right and left, and the people on the woke left were delighted. They loved it. They loved seeing shows like ours limited from social sites like Twitter. And all of a sudden, Elon Musk, God bless him, comes along with his wealth and his intelligence, and he stops it. He stops it cold. Now they're after him.
Yeah, and get this. Yeah, how much of X does he control? What's his share?
I think he owns 100% of it. I think he owns literally. I think I could be wrong, but 42. I know he owns the majority. Pardon?
42%. He's the majority at 42, which means
okay, I didn't know that.
That out there is 68% divided up. Now he has control of majority stock.
Yeah.
But they still have a grip on it, and they're slowly infiltrating it.
So they're trying to get
they're trying to take it back. And he's even saying that, hey, you know what? And Elon is not a Republican.
I thought he bought the whole thing. I'm surprised.
No, that was the illusion. What he did is he bought what he could. He made a big offer. It would take more. But they still have they still have roots in the place, and they're just trying to take it back because they want, they own Facebook, they own Google, and Google, Google was, is a piece of software on a server.
It's a browser. Yeah.
It's a browser. I mean, you had to have Explorer was taken down for racketeering. They're still around. They still do their stuff.
Yeah.
But I think there was Lycos that was pretty big at the time when I was in Pittsburgh. And I think they're from Pittsburgh, but Google came along. You know, the little San Francisco company, very libtard and everything. And they control everything. Now, you talk about TikTok that sits there and, you know, oh, they want our information. Let me tell you, friends, what TikTok asked for pales in comparison to what Google or Alexa have on you right now.
Of course.
They have everything. They got your credit cards. They got it in the cloud. They listen to you on your device even as we speak right now. As a matter of fact,
Apple does it too. You have to give Apple, I have a watch on my wrist that is listening all the time.
I guarantee if I sit there and say, yeah, I need to get some new loafers, I'll probably get bombarded every time I do a search.
Sure.
Ads for loafers will come up. How the hell did you know that I was thinking about that?
Oh, forget privacy. Privacy is out the window.
Yeah.
You know, privacy was once protected in this country. You had to get things like, what do they call it? Eavesdropping, search. What do they call them? You had to get an order from the court to tap a phone, to eavesdrop on it, wiretap. Yeah. Nowadays, it's everybody's wiretapping. We're paying for devices from these companies so that they can listen to our information.
I have a laptop upstairs in the bedroom that is there on the desk. And, you know, it's for most, as a matter of fact, that laptop has been turned off for a couple of months. I just haven't got on that one because I got computers everywhere in the house. So it's turned off. I wake up last night and I hear this, you know, and I'm like, what the
heck? Are you serious? I know where you're going with this.
The damn thing turned on itself.
Oh,
and I was like going, well, how in the hell does that happen? And, you know, that was especially disturbing because I had actually had unplugged it. Now, it still had power in it, but it was turned off.
It has a battery.
Oh, FF. Yeah.
Yeah.
So something, but it's hooked to the internet. You know, it's wireless and it's hooked to the internet. So somewhere it came along and said, got to boot myself up. Now, I would think with it being off, there has to be something that was planted into that thing that goes off the battery and says, time to wake up.
Hey, I woke up this morning, got ready for the show, turned on my computers, went to dial into the system like I normally do, and I had to re-put all my information. And I had to, you know, that message that comes up saying, we see you're using a different computer. Here's the verification code. I wasn't using a different computer. It's just that they had wiped out my other information and were seeing me now as a brand new computer. Overnight, they had actually messed around with this computer in front of me. So,
nothing's private. So they know who you are, they know what you are, they know what you think, they know what you say.
Yep.
And that is not an Orwellian, it is. And we are living in 1984, you know. And that's all there is to it. It's just, it's happened. I'm encouraged by the Trump news, but I'll still be honest with you.
We talked about this last night. What happens if Trump doesn't win? What happens if they, quote, the left takes the presidential campaign? What happens to shows like this?
They go away.
Yeah.
They go away, and, now I do believe that there's a snake that periodically shows its head, but not too often, and this is a big snake because I think that back in 2016, Hillary was absolutely sure that she won, and she didn't.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of evil things going on, and all the misinformation, you know, the Steele dossier, the Russiagate, everything was all came from her. We know that now.
Right.
It's fact. You may not want to believe it, but it is fact. It's been proven. You know, 2020, you know, she was behind the machine to sit there and try to do everything. They perfected their steel, and she's still in the works there perfecting it. I do believe this, you know, sincerely. If the election's not won, all right, it doesn't mean that you didn't go in and overwhelm, but they figured out how to do the shell game with the overwhelm. And I think they're very blatant and obvious about it.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, Bill? It means, well, sadly enough, whether we live in anarchy or whatever we live in, life does go on. It's just how you live your life and, you know, what you can and can't do. Things will go forward. I see what I see is globalism here that's controlling everything. And they're saying it is time to get rid of the two-party system. It's time for us to get into this one-world government, which has been talked about. I think they wanted to do this back in the days of the Clintons in the White House. It didn't happen, you know.
Hey, look what they did at the United Nations yesterday. They had a resolution put past for a ceasefire. And instead of the United States, because it's an ally supposedly of Israel, instead of the United States blocking that resolution, the United States abstained. Joe Biden stuck a shiv in the back of Netanyahu and the Israeli people. And so much so that Netanyahu and his delegation, they were planning a trip to Washington. They canceled that trip yesterday. So, you know, this is the kind of, Biden's supposed to be a friend of Israel. With friends like this, you don't need enemies, you know?
Biden probably looks at the Jewish people and go, well, a Jew's a Jew. Because, well, I mean, I'm saying that with a very racial tone, and I have some Jewish blood in me. But the point is, Biden doesn't care. He doesn't care about his heritage. He'll lie about everything.
Look at Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer's Jewish, and he is very, very anti-Israel, you know, because his religion isn't Judaism. Here's the thing. When I hear people say, well, I don't understand why all these people are Jewish and they're supporting the left, it's not because these people aren't Jews like we think of Jews.
They're not practicing Jews.
Right. Their religion is the religion of the left. Their religion is wokeism. Their religion is the Democratic Socialist Party. You know.
Yeah, you're confusing nationality, or you know.
But they're not confusing. They've abdicated their religion. I mean.
Yeah. Your religious values usually. Well, they do and they don't. I mean, your personal core religious values are your values. It doesn't matter the color of the skin, your origin, or anything. You believe what you believe. You feel what you feel. And hey, Chuck Todd is.
You know what the difference is, Bill? We used to say for God and country, God always came first. That's how it is. That's how it is in my life, for God and country. These people, it's not God and country. It's just for their country, their idea of what country is. They aren't religious people. You'd be hard pressed to get into a sincere religious conversation with a guy like Chuck Schumer. He doesn't care about God. He cares about a lot of things.
Apparently, Biden.
Go ahead.
Apparently, Biden does, because there was a big piece of him, you know, with a padre sitting there and doing all that, and the padre's looking at what Joe pulls out of his pocket, and they're saying, "Oh, Trump is not religious at all. It's an act." I'm going like,
"Oh." And Joe is nothing more than a.
But you know what? A lot of these sycophants out there are sitting there going, I will take Biden any day over Trump. He's much more trustworthy honest, gentle soul. And I'm going like.
It's because they're not paying attention, Bill. These people who are.
Take your rose colored glasses off.
Yep. They're living in dreamland.
Take a look at it. Take a good whiff.
They want to believe because they are. They're part of the problem. They're not paying attention.
No.
For God's sakes, look around. Hey, listen, I got a story. This will probably be the last one unless you got something. But this has got to be mentioned. Federal agents on Monday raided the Miami and Los Angeles homes belonging to rapper Sean Diddy Combs in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. Homeland Security investigations executed the raids on Combs' Holmby Hills home in Los Angeles and his Star Island home in Miami. Combs has been accused of drugging and sexually assaulting young women. But there's a secondary story that says the black Gulfstream 5 owned by rapper and music mogul Sean Diddy Combs touched down on the island in Antigua on Monday after the feds raided his Miami and Los Angeles homes. They're not sure whether Combs was on the airplane. What do you think? They went there for gas? What do you think? Odds are Sean P. Diddy is going to set up a new residency. What I don't understand is this guy has got satchels full of cash, bags and bags of cash. Why in the name of God would he have to get involved with sex trafficking? You know, I don't mean to sound crude, but when you're worth as much as he's worth, he's not a bad looking guy. Why would he get involved with, unless he's doing it for the money?
For the money. And, you know, you look at all these diversions or diversity, but these people are really sick in the mind. There's a certain perverse element out there.
Yeah,
it's an illness. You call it illness, call it whatever you want. It's a perversion that they have. And, you know, hence all the pronouns that are going going around now. And I'll just leave it at that. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm not casting judgment. But let's be honest. If you've got a sexual distortion or perversion, you got one. And he's, you know.
Whether you're rich or poor, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yeah. They do say one thing. You know, when you talk about sexuality and getting it, when people are really poor, well, that's what they turn to. And when people are extremely rich, and, you know, if you don't have money to buy something, that's what you got, the perversions of life. When you have a lot of money, well, you can buy whatever you want. So the only thing out there that's kind of, you know,
risque, naughty,
you turn to the dark side. And so that's the allure of the bad.
That'll be a story to watch out for, okay? There's a lot of stuff happening in our world right now that you got to scratch your head. One other thing, by the way, you know about that terror attack in Russia I guess it was Saturday, where all those people lost their lives to the ISIS movement? That's who took credit for it. Russia retaliated yesterday with hypersonic missiles in Kyiv. They hit the security services building and leveled it. So this is
I don't think Russia's used all that they can use. And, you know, they've got a new army of 100,000. I mean, this is besides the army they got.
Yeah.
They've got 100,000 new troops all ready to go.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here going, when are they going to unleash that puppy? And, you know, they're talking about assets that are being blown up.
Yeah.
How does the Ukraine have the ability and the expertise to take out the things that they're talking about they've taken out without a little help from the good old West? Yeah, we've got our hand into this pie and a lot of other pies.
But
and
you know what I was thinking, though? The amazing thing with this hypersonic missile, it literally was so accurate, it took out a building in Kyiv. The SBU building, it leveled the security building in Kyiv. And I'm thinking, how could they pinpoint it like they did? How could they be so accurate? I guess it's done with satellites and GPS and things like that.
Everything has been mapped, you know, and, you know, it works. I mean, before you had all of that stuff, our defense system had accuracy like that. You could hit within the head of a dime on your target. You know, throw a dime in the ground where it was, the warhead would hit a portion of that dime dead on. So that's how accurate we were. Russia could have been, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25 mile variance. The fact, no, now they can get it right in, you know, they can dot the eye of that dime. And it's their warheads have multiple times more power than what we put into ours. We don't need that. I don't think you need it. But they're showing you that, you think you've got us. Yeah, here you go. They're telling you back off. And, you know, I don't think.
Bill, when that bridge went down this morning, we talked about our first story. First thing I thought of, remember the movie The Sum of All Fears?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Clancy's book, The Sum of All Fears. It was about a terrorist group had moved a nuclear weapon into the city of Baltimore in a vending machine and and detonated it. And that was the premise. That's where the movie started. And I was thinking when I first heard about that bridge going down, I thought, oh, something's up. And I don't know whether the simple reason that it was hit by a cargo ship is the truth. That's all I'm.
Well, let me just say that. Well, what was on that cargo ship? But that's a whole different thing. Let's go back to a story you played, and I'll just, we don't have to play the story again, but a particular person said the Black Swan event is going to happen between now and what date?
April the 8th, sir.
Oh, okay. Can I give you a heads up?
Uh-huh.
Okay, on April the 8th.
Yes.
There will be a solar eclipse.
There will be.
And it's going to take out cellular communications.
I've heard that.
They're telling everybody that now. So, if, you know, in the Bible, you will not know the time or the place of the second coming of Christ, but you might know with what's going on here, you have probably not the time or the place, but boy, I'll tell you what, the window has been narrowed down.
Where did I read that they were also, they were activating some military troops or something like that? For April 8th, for that, there was something that's happening, and I haven't got the story in front of me, but I read it, where some military troops were being activated for that date, April the 8th,
we save that for tomorrow and talk about that. We'll get our, we'll put our thinking caps on there and get the story. Yeah. We could pull it up now, but we'd be another hour talking about it, and we've already gone way over our 60-minute allotment that's self-imposed.
If you want to contact us, our number is 833-538-7868, 833-538-7868.
Mail at itsanotherday.com, mail at jimandbill.com, and jimandbill@mail.com.
We're finished.
Well, almost like James Carville. You know, he said Democrats have a problem.
Is that all he said?
He said it's because of the preachy women on the left.
Uh-oh.
And then after he said that, I think he realized something, and he had to sit there and say, well, friends, hasta la vista, we're out of here.
This is CRN America.